Since I don't think I can get in on the computer also, so that I can't see what's going on in the chat, unless I do this. Yeah, okay. How's my sound? Is everything good?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay. And I'm just going to assume that not everybody in on this call was in on the last call. There's I don't know how else to determine this, but the first thing that we want to do is a breathing technique that we were shown not too long ago in a call that happened. And some of you already know it. And what I'm hoping can happen here is that, once again, just listening to me do it can illustrate how it's done. And what it is through the nose, you're inhaling for what would probably be only 1, 2, maybe 3 seconds at the most. And then it finishes with a sharp sniff. And you direct that sniff up into the head. And so the way that it sounds is like this. Sometimes I exhale through the mouth, sometimes just through the nose. Can you all hear how that's done? Anybody have any confusion on how that breath is done?
I feel clear on it.
So you're actually, it sounds different from what I learned last time, Jason. So you're breathing, you're doing an inhale in, and then almost like a half inhale, and then another inhale on top of it, and then out?
No, it's a sniff at the end of it, just a sharp sniff, literally like you're going to sniff something up your nose. And you direct that sniff up into the head. And the whole thing might only be a third of a full breath or a half or something like that. It's certainly not a full breath. And then, you know, when I'm alone and I do it, for instance, just when I'm sitting to meditate or whatever, I'm exhaling back through the nose.
Just normally.
Right. Just normally. Okay. And so, you know, it's really powerful, and it definitely syncs up groups. And some might think that even 6 or 8 of them is too powerful, or too much or something, but, you know, 10, 15, 20 is what I like to do. And so I think the thing to do is that I will mute myself while we take a couple of minutes and just do that breath so that we, Anton says it drops adrenaline. That's interesting. So that we can just sit here and get, yeah, just a couple of minutes, and I'll mute myself so that you know nobody has to hear me go through this breathing. So I think that's let's go ahead and do that. Is anybody unclear on how this breath works?
So it's a regular inhale and a sniff at the end, and then a regular exhale through the mouth or the nose.
Right. And
okay.
Let's see. The inhale is no more than 2 seconds, you know, before you do the sniff. Okay. I'll mute myself now, and let's get in sync. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I feel pretty linked up to everyone. Now, we'll do this. We'll drop into your heart center, breathing however is most comfortable for you to continue breathing. And from the heart center, think simply, provide to everyone here what they most need. Now energies are building up pretty nicely, and so now we'll just ask that it's released into everyone and from everyone what flows into the world. Now we'll just ask the Master Presence and all beings present with us, counting ourselves as beings, of course, to utilize the group unity energy any way that it is needed anywhere in the world. Okay, so while that's going on, I want to just share a little something that that happened to me some time back. There is a song called Return of the She King. Maybe you're familiar with it. It's by Dead Can Dance. And it had been a long time since I had heard it, and then it crossed my path again and reminded me of some awesome things that it had originally reminded me of years ago when I first heard it. And in a truly philosophical way, She King is a great way to describe what is going on Earth. And so I was sitting there with headphones on, listening to it again, just loud as I could get it, just trying to dive into it and find what it was seeking to show me beyond the obvious. You know, the obvious, for instance, is if you picture such a she king, you can almost in an Avalon kind of way or Camelot kind of way picture a feminine presence of the old school ways, as it were, and the way that it came across for me is that she is in, you know, shining armor, and she approaches in an almost procession-like way as she sheds a, you know, a robe of some sort, probably that deep royal slash navy blue color with gold embroidery or something. I mean, I don't want to put the images in anybody's heads, but that's how it came across. And then it was through that particular visualization that I began to connect to an absolutely mind-boggling feminine presence that the second that it happened, I burst into tears and I was emotional for the next 3 or 4 hours. And it still happens to me when I do that connection. And I was really just sort of saying, there you are. like I was seeing, you know, a sister from eons ago or something like that. And of course the familiarity was astonishing, as it always is. And so this was just a sister, a mother, a friend, a cousin, a colleague, a lover, however, all of it applies. And it was a presence that to this very moment absolutely floors me, at its scope and its, and her majesty. And so, you know what I sensed was within the momentum, as it were, or the inertia, maybe is a good way to put it, of that presence. It was something that was obviously very well timed for what's going on Earth right now, in, you know, in the removal, as it were, of the dark fingerprints. Hey, Mary, can we mute whoever that is?
I'm not sure who it is. Hold on.
Maybe it's easier to mute everybody and then I'll just unmute myself again or something like that.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Well, I didn't get muted, so we're good to go, right?
Yeah.
And this was all sort of blended into the, you know, some information that had been swirling around me and wound up being confirmed by a book that I was reading at the time that had some interesting corollaries and connections and so on, to a sword. And so we all know the power of Excalibur, and of course it turns out that the sword is actually a very strong emblem, not just in 3D but 4D, 5D, 6D, and so on. And it very often is a symbolic of justice. And so that came through very strongly, that a primary purpose, obviously love of this immense feminine presence, and then truth and justice, which is of course the energy that is going on right now as the fingerprints of darkness, if you will, is being pulled back from the world. And when I talk about, you know, talk about that, it's really only in the sense that the word apocalypse actually means, and apocalypse actually means the lifting of the veils. And it doesn't necessarily point to Armageddon or anything like that, because that isn't what's going on. And those who know me know that I really don't, it's not possible for me to look upon evil as anything but just the other side of the same coin, for instance. And it's really ultimately, it boils right down to being nothing other than about control. And control is what is is what, you know, the collective energy of humanity is working against. And then once you lift those controls, then all potentials become more powerful and present and useful for everybody in any given moment. And so that's really all that's going on. And so in many ways, the darkness of the world has served a fantastic purpose, and that was to build a build up a huge pressure through oppression, you could say, that is about to be inverted and released. And in fact, this is going on as we speak, as many of you know, where we are, in fact, in the midst of the Great Awakening. And COVID was a mean agent in that. And so the arrival of this presence is one that you could say is, it's really going to empower women even more than ever before, and especially young women. And it's just something that's going to enter their lives and play itself out in ways, and there isn't going to be anybody that is going to be not be affected by it and influenced by it internally. And so I realize perfectly well that pretty much everybody here can do their own connecting, but I thought that we might as well just do it as a group, where I go ahead and invite what is truly my sister forward right now to connect to everyone, because this is a presence that we are going to put to use, basically. And so she's here now in a huge way. And so I think maybe just going right through the heart and just connecting is the thing to do. And so I think it's profound enough that we just let that happen and spend. I just got a phone call that cut me off. Spend a few quiet moments with this presence. So again, I'll mute myself.
Michelle just jumped in. Michelle, we're connecting with a powerful female presence and energy that Jason just told us about. So we're just getting quiet and getting in our heart space and connecting.
Okay, with this energy. Yeah, I'm sorry if I interrupted that. I'm definitely seeing it and feeling it here. I got disconnected, but I'm just going to mute myself.
Okay.
Okay. How's everybody feeling? Any comments or questions so far? Would anybody like to share any impressions? Well, Elizabeth, yeah, the love. I'm feeling something a little bit different that I can't really put my finger on right at the second with regard to her. I mean, all my cells are quivering with this.
I actually went and put that song on, and the minute it started playing, I just had chills all over my body. But before that, I felt a lot of just this kind of energy sort of permeate the space that we're in, and it was really thermally warm, like my body heated up. And
right. Yeah, if you strongly recommend that finding the song, again, it's Dead Can Dance. Most here should know them. And it's Return of the She King. And it is without question a song about the feminine presence, whether Dead Can Dance knew it or not. But since it's sung by Lisa Gerrard, you'd have to think that they had some familiarity with what they were doing at the time. And it is a very apt title, because that's really what this is all about, is the She King. And many of us, you know, come from a lineage that is more about storybook type stuff than it is about what we live in this world. And so we can easily relate to it individually. For instance, I think almost everyone here probably relates better to Camelot than they do the modern times. So I'm looking at the chat. I love that I'm typing stuff in the chat that I'm not typing. So apparently, Mare, are you also in as me?
Yeah. Yes.
The scope of this presence was what floored me from the very beginning. Just absolutely floored me. I just could not believe the size and power. And the power is, of course, all couched within nothing but love. But justice, no matter who it's meted out to, is ultimately all about love. And so that also makes sense. But in the flow of the Earth story, justice is what is in fact occurring, and will continue to occur for years. And so, you know, we might as well get used to watching it.
You broadcast?
Yeah, Susan says, you're big and powerful, not dang. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what came to mind for me the first time I was that I'd become aware of it was, what was that? It was the movie that had Mila Jovovich in it, where she was playing Joan of Arc. And of course, Joan of Arc, you know, was all about that presence. And so the you know, there isn't anything dainty about an armor-wearing woman who is the holder of the court wielding a sword. and that, you know, that really is kind of like...
Like how he connected with it.
Michelle, did you say something?
Mike, can you guys hear me?
You don't seem to have a very good connection.
I've been a little distracted, but I would. And I'm seeing a lot of orbs, like, everywhere. Like, usually I close my eyes during the calls and kind of just, like, sit back and watch. But this is something that I'm seeing eyes wide open all around me in, like, lighting up all the trees, like, the planetary presence. I think I know that the feminine one is coming, you know, that I'm connecting with that one. I can't connect it with the masculine energetics first. But, this one seems to be just, like, in everything, in everywhere, and speaking all over the place. Like, the more I have been, the more I'm shown gold. So, I think there's a lot probably going on right now with the equinox. But, like, just what I'm seeing, it's, like, everywhere in everything.
Yep. What I could actually make out, thanks for that. Susan says she's seeing a deep, brilliant red. The blue that I was seeing, I was talking about the robe. I'm not sure what the attendant color is, but yeah, I wouldn't rely on my impressions at all. Whatever color it needs to be for everybody is what it is, obviously, but... this was the purpose of this call mainly, was to introduce everybody to this presence so that ultimately everyone is on notice that truth and justice is here. She has arrived. And so, you know, as an example, you know, where's that noise coming from again? Do we have to mute everybody so we don't have to hear that?
It's muted.
The Statue of Liberty is involved in this energy. The torch is involved in this energy. That torch, as an example, actually exists on other planes, and so there's an alchemical substance involved in that torch. And I have made alchemy that some superseers have said it's composed of what's in the Statue of Liberty's torch on other levels. She's in this. Joan of Arc is in this. All of the great feminine leaders in nation states and all that stuff. That you know, it's all here and happening. They're all here, and the reason that justice is symbolized by, you know, the scales, the balancing scales, is because all of this has to be done in balance. If, you know, many might wonder, some might wonder why we, you know, the world can't just change overnight and just get this whole thing done. It's because it has to be done in balance. And that's why it's going to take a long, long time to get the world where a lot of the awake or the new age crowd, as an example, you know, thought it was going to be in, for instance, 2012. But, you know, we're in it. and it's accelerating, and it's going to be really rough because we have so much to clear. I wouldn't be surprised if the presence and the She King, because I haven't even put a title or a name on her. I don't even dare. And so we'll just say She King. If what they did was utilize the portal that we created to process out of the earth tons of stuff that needs to be processed and transmuted, that's going to be going on for years and years. And naturally, of course, we're right in the middle of a Mars retrograde. I've never been huge on astrology. I've always understood it as a layman, and I know it's for real. I just did never, get around to studying it. But being in the midst of the Mars retrograde has been tremendously rough on me. I mean, like nothing I've ever felt astrologically speaking. And this is going to go on for a while. And I think that so long as we're mindful of it and we remain aware of needing fortification and strengthening just at all times, that's something that she can help with at any time, because we're going to need it, mainly just on the energetic level, just to process stuff and to do everything we can to stay balanced and clear. So that's where it's going. And I think just on business matters, I'm going to go ahead and be announcing the a semester for the awareness bilocation training sometime here pretty soon. And that about covers it for what I had. Anybody else have anything that needed to be covered?
Not I, but I'm grateful for the introduction to the song and to this powerful feminine that's come through for you. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I think this really might be worth a new forum, because I think especially we as all the ladies here might know, we have significantly more women that engage with everything we do than men, and there is that natural intuition and all that I think could come in handy for any kind of information that we can talk about on a forum, because this, I have no question in my mind, she is going to play a huge role on everything going forward. She is for me, I know that, and I still can tear up when I connect. So I know how big it is.
Cool. Yeah, maybe we'll all kind of, now that we've been introduced, be just tuned in to this presence and how it's impacting everything in our world, and just kind of tune in and maybe add things to the forum as we find out more.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, we can just start that forum and just call it Return of the She King, because that's literally what's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, there are super seers that would say, well, she was always here. And that's true, but it's more about almost maybe like, in some very parochial terms, saying now it's time to get to work. Because I've been in touch with feminine presences that operate on gigantic levels all my life. I was bowled over when this one happened. So,
Patty says she's got some surprises in store and maybe different than what you might see.
I know that's true.
Cool.
But I think I'm burning my dinner here, so I'm gonna sign off. Everybody can stand now and hang out, but I better see to this. So thanks zillions for showing up and participating in this. The you know, just because we hang up doesn't mean the work stops, because I can still sense that stuff is being processed. So I think just remaining mindful of being a participant and a helper and processing energies up and out of Earth is a good thing. So